Corporate Finance now, and the United States Congressional Budget Office has delivered a grim assessment for the country's economy as the president continues to push his jobs creation package.
It says the economy will grow more slowly than anticipated over the next year. It also expects unemployment will remain high through next year's presidential election campaign.
In our view, incoming data and other developments since early July suggest that the economic recovery will continue, but at a weaker pace than we had anticipated. With output growing at only a modest rate, CBO expects employment to expand very slowly, leaving the unemployment rate, as depicted by the dots in the figure, close to 9% through the end of next year.
Let's go to the markets now, and the Dow is up 45 points. The Nasdaq closed 17, the up higher. The S&P 500 rose 12, and in London, the FTSE closed 45 points higher. Checking commodity prices, West Texas crude is trading at $90.22 a barrel. Tapis crude's at $120.47 a barrel, and gold is at $1,833.69 an ounce. The Australian dollar has shed some ground. It's buying $1.03, 75 euro cents, and 65 pence sterling.